Hey folks, so got another voice note for you. Sorry if the wind cuts across the mic on this one and there's a bit of traffic where I'm recording this, so apologies for that in advance. But I wanted to just talk a little bit more because some of you lovely guys have given me some feedback on the YouTube thing, talking about ditching YouTube now. Ghosty and Psycho Geezer. And I just wanted to share my thoughts on what you folks said. Now, I don't have your replies in front of me, so I do apologize if I misquote you or get anything wrong. But one of the things that I always think is like difficult to quantify in this equation is YouTube still the place where the people are slash where the people go? I mean, yeah, you look at the YouTube's numbers at large, it's still one of the major vi video platforms in a big way, in a really relevant way. How that translates to people like me is a lot more complicated. I am not entirely sure YouTube is where the people go. The type of stuff that we do, I don't kind of feel like its natural home is on YouTube anymore. A lot of people who make a lot of the sort of more casual kind of videos, less editing, more chit chat, that kind of thing, they often end up, on places like TikTok and Instagram now. And I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to be a TikToker or a YouTuber. I don't even know if I'm like too old for it now or whatever. It just the podcasting space does feel very natural when, me and Drew do the freebooter stuff and that goes up on the podcast website. Like that feels, appropriate for the place I want to be. Where does that stick YouTube? Well, that's it. I don't actually kind of know. Do I even get that many video views on YouTube now, especially for the content that I want to do? Not sure. So that's it. That's what's hanging over. At my YouTube peak, I was getting 10,000 views a day. Now I'm getting less than 100. And I don't have the energy to really lift that up, and I don't know if I want to do what it takes to lift that up. You got to appease that algorithm, you got to do stuff you don't want to do. So I think one of the things Ghosty said was make the content that what you want and just throw it about, stick it everywhere. It's only files. Have your website, host what you want, and then just throw it out to all the other platforms and don't really give a shit about it. That's a good point. And it's something that I'm going to factor in. But, at the end of the day, it's still work and it's still keeping me anchored into YouTube in a way like it's a mental thing, right? Like, I still feel like mentally I want to break the connection of thinking that YouTube's somewhere that I ought to be. And I feel like a complete severed link, or completely severing the link rather, might, bring me a kind of peace in that regard. But that's really much more of a psychological equation. Like I said, feels like a prison, right? And you want to escape prisons. You don't want to keep one foot in them, do you? So, I try and think about it. One of the ways I sort of rephrased the problem is, all right, YouTube's dead. Let's assume that YouTube's dead. And I know that I can get a certain number of views on TikTok. Do I want to do TikTok? No. No, I don't want to do TikTok. There's a lot of reasons why I don't want to do TikTok. Some of them are cultural, some of them are technical as well. shorts and short video content are not really what I, you know, I've dabbled in them, I've edited for them, I've done stuff like that for them before. They're okay, but they're okay as like supplementary to, you know, other stuff, right? I've done, you know, a lot, and actually when it comes to shorts, I kind of like doing them for gaming because they're kind of an antithesis to, you know, the long form Let's Play gaming content that I used to do, that I sometimes do, or live streaming as well. Like it's, you know, it's a little contrast to that, and I really kind of like that. Sorry, the wind's picked up a little bit, so I really hope this has got good enough to go out, but well, at least like people driving home from work can see just, you know, well, I was going to say a nutter on their phone, but to be honest, we're all nutters on our phones these days, aren't we? But anyway, that's one of the things about TikTok I don't like. It's all phone-centric. I don't see it as being a particularly, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like, not diverse. I don't really think about it as a particularly mobile medium, right? Like, I think, well, when you've got like sound clips and stuff like that, you can pop them up anywhere. Like the last one of these videos I did went up on Mastodon, went up in the Discord straight up as a sound file, and you know, and it was a lot easier just to throw it out, scatter it about like you would, like Ghosty implies. But you know, with videos, short form videos, yeah, I don't know if I can be arsed with it, and work's taking up a lot of time and mental energy for me now, in a good way. Like, I'm super excited and really enjoying learning how to drive a bus, to be honest. It's fucking amazing. And I like the company culture where I'm working as well. I don't want to talk too much about it, but things are going well for me in that regard. But that being said, I still very much want to, you know, keep focusing on other stuff outside of work, as is healthy, as we all should do. And making weird podcasts with Drew is definitely, you know, something I want to do. But so how that translates to YouTube? Well, I did think about a plan here, right? So my channel, I don't know, I almost kind of just feel like it's dead. Maybe it's not, but to me it feels dead, and as a result of that, it probably is, right? Like the head leads and everything else follows, right? But I do actually have another YouTube channel, and I don't want to get rid of that one. Some of you will already know it. It's called Project Chronicle, and I think I started it around 2013 with a bunch of friends of mine that are still around, some of which are in this very Discord room that this may be posted to, if it's not posted to Mastodon or anywhere else. And hey guys, if that's the case. And I might stick the Freebooters, or I think I have actually put one of the Freebooters podcasts and videos and stuff up there. And that might be where I put that kind of stuff as well. So if you are following me and want to follow, you know, my YouTube shenanigans, that's probably the channel that I'm going to probably pivot towards. And maybe just let my solo channel just, I don't know, fade away. Ghosty mentioned something about like leaving the videos up there for archival purposes, or why not, I think was the specific term. Part of it is that the older it gets, I don't know, the more out of date it looks, you know. Maybe I might unlist them. I don't know. I still watch videos on that channel, so I don't know if the channel's going to disappear completely. But you know, the less I do with it, the more the out of date videos seem to sort of take prominence. And there's a lot of stuff that I said there that has not—I don't want to say not aged well. That makes it sound like I said awful stuff, you know. But there's like applications that I shouted out that probably have been shitified a little bit since then. There's a video on there where I talk about how great InSync is, using it for Google Drive. I haven't used InSync for years now. I've used Filin at the moment, but to be honest, I think if it wasn't for Filin and if they weren't such a good company, I don't know. Might go for more hard offline storage or just try and sort of self-host a backup solution in some way, shape or form. But, you know, that's probably more expensive. So, you know, cheapest option makes sense in this regard, especially considering that the cheapest option that I've got with Filin is, I don't think they were the cheapest. I got some lifetime subscriptions, which ended up, you know, a lot of money down initially, but saved me a lot of money in the long run, hopefully, fingers crossed. So anyway, wrapping up. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how good it is for me or how good like YouTube is, you know, if it's worth the time, if it's worth the effort. You know, it's not even a case of turning my back on big tech. It's just like, is it worth it now? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up now. I've made my way home. So, yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. But thank you for sharing your thoughts, and I'll dwell on them. Toodaloo.